Real life, real time, real shit. Welcome to the Pop-Up Podcast with Yanga. I am your host, Lady Yanga. And we still have no intro. But we got some dope-ass content coming to you today. Masculine versus feminine energy. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. Tune in right now. Okay, so I had to do something different. I had to try something different because every time I tried to get Yanga to record a podcast, he always had an excuse. He needed to smoke. He hungry. He don't want to. His mind ain't right. It was always something. And when we talk, though, our conversations would be so deep and he would just let it out. And I said, the world needs to hear this. A man's perspective. Like, these are things that people really don't get to hear and they really need to hear it, both men and women. So I had to get a little crafty and creative. And women, I know you know what I'm talking about. When you need your man to do something that you need him to do, but he don't want to do it, you got to get crafty and creative. So what I did was I would spark conversations with him, have the recorder recording. And him not knowing it, he doesn't see my phone. So all these conversations, like I said, I got creative. So these conversations, he don't know I'm recording. So you got to excuse the clarity, excuse the noise in the background. But this is the only way I can get him to do it so he doesn't feel like he's doing something as far as the podcast goes. And don't worry, he don't know. He don't ever listen to the podcast anyway, so he don't know that I post it. So don't tell him. But this one right here, this is a winner. This one, I got him speaking some really big facts from a male perspective. And it's good to hear stuff like that. Even though I might not agree all the time, you might not agree, women. But, you know, it is a man's truth. And a lot of men are not speaking their truth because of how we as women receive their truth. So tune in, pay attention, and there's going to be more to come. There's going to be more to come. What you mean right here, Duffum? It says if you can't say period unless you have the booty with the period. Do I got the booty with the period? That's all I'm asking. Answer the question.
A person that ain't got no booty.
Oh my God.
Emily Oda. I remember Emily.
What? Oda. It's not a woman. It's just a whole thing that's trending on the social media.
She posted that.
Oh my God, I'm done. I got the booty with the period? Can I say period?
Yes, you got more booty than Emily. Okay.
Let's do it.
There's hella women on there ain't got no butt saying that shit.
Period, poo. Period. I don't even know how to say it right. That's some young shit. But anyway, I'm gonna post a period picture then.
Just make sure you don't show your period. Been on that motherfucker for too long.
And scene. I just saw another post that said, if you remove sex and money out of the relationship, most couples have nothing to offer each other.
Pretty much.
That's sad. I think that's sad.
That's where we come to, though. We've come to that.
Even the people
and
who've
it's
been
sex for the man, and it's money for the woman.
I agree with that.
If you don't give a woman no money, she gonna be tripping. She ain't gonna give you no sex. She ain't nothing. Everything fall off.
Feminine and masculine energy, yin and yang. We need to figure out, like, how do we reverse that? Like,
you have to do it. You have to let people know that it's cool to do without that stuff. And I don't think it's cool to do without sex. I don't think that.
No, not do without it, but it shouldn't be the staple of a relationship.
I mean, you can't put a limit on it either, though.
No, I mean, you have to, it has to be a mutual understanding between the two, right? Of right? You got to understand, like, everybody's sex drives are different, right?
and understand it fully, though.
Right. Oh, how about the money issue, then?
I mean, that... right now, today, you won't make money unless you work. Unless you're doing something. You can't get no money unless you're doing something to get money. So, you gotta allow that person the time to get money.
So, we know that money and sex is important, but it shouldn't be the foundation of any relationship.
It's my thing. A woman can't be... Beggars can't be choosers. And either you want time or you want money. Because time is money. You can't have both unless you're working with the nigga. Unless you're helping him get to some money. Unless you're allowing him the opportunity to get some money, you can't complain that he don't spend no time when he's trying to get money.
Right. I agree
with
that.
And you definitely can't complain if you ain't giving him what he want. You can't say shit if you ain't giving him what he want to need.
Right, it's not a one-way street.
Hell no.
Right.
You get what you want, but you playing with his emotions, he for sure gonna fuck around.
But there's men too who want everything but don't give nothing too as well.
I mean, they act, them is some bitch ass niggas. Prima donnas.
There's a lot of prima donnas in this new age.
Yeah, niggas who think they cute and shit and think a bitch should
give. The masculine energy has.
Excuse my language, but think a woman should give them something because of how they look. But women right. Do everything based on looks. Women do everything based on looks.
You're right.
So they got niggas thinking, I look good, I shouldn't have to do nothing. Bitch, suck a dick. So women can't blame niggas for acting the way they acting, because women got niggas acting the way they acting.
Women have... we're the cause of men acting the way they're acting. So what do you mean?
You raise these niggas. Okay. You have sex with these niggas.
Right.
And all of that shit. Yes, you have everything to do with a man and how a man is acting. Niggas don't do a lot of shit based on what they women like and don't like. Or
so,
they do a lot of shit based
in order to reverse or to fix the issue.
Women gotta check their motherfucking self.
Ooh, and the men have to check themselves.
Already. But a woman gotta check herself, because we do everything based on what women want and like. Everything.
Right.
Niggas buy clothes based on a woman's liking. I don't like that shit. Take that. Nigga, change it.
Yeah, we do. Yep, they do. Everything that's popular or whatever's trending is mainly to attract the woman, right?
Yeah, that ain't cool. And then women know they have this power. And
right.
And play games with the power.
Right. So we need to take our power. Because do you think the power is being they're losing the understanding of their power and what their power actually stems from.
Losing, ain't they? Lost.
They lost it.
That's why men are running the government and running the country, because women never knew what to do with the power. That's why niggas is like, oh, this bitch.
You have your selected few though that know what to do with it, but it's not enough.
They get
to
shut down, because who gonna follow them when every other woman is doing this? That's how I feel about younger sport culture.
Ooh.
Every other brand is doing the trend setting and doing the trend following, not trend setting, but following trends. They do what they see other people. Younger sport ain't doing what we see other people do. We do what we have to do. We do what we want to do.
There's a whole message.
Yeah, and niggas ain't fucking with it right now like they should, because everybody else look like they winning.
So basically, these relationships are meaningless because there's no purpose behind the relationships that are being built.
Yeah, women ain't got no real purpose right now, today. Women don't have a purpose. They can't sit here and say what they...
We're talking about as a whole.
As a whole.
So don't take offense at thinking he's talking about you as a woman.
And if you're taking offense to it, I'm probably talking about you.
Ooh.
Because a real person will take the information that they get, whether it's good or bad, and evaluate the situation accordingly. You ain't going to get mad. You get mad, it's because it's your fault.
So if women focus on their innate ability, right, the power of a woman, their feminine energy, more so than the masculine energy, then these relationships...
And don't abuse your power.
No. Yeah, no, I do agree with that, because I know in my relationships, I know that I'm the master of I'm the master of the type of energy that flows in the relationship. Because
Because you have something that a man wants.
Yeah, and a man is here to please the woman. Not saying that's the only thing, but
not
even
please.
No. To attract them, though, because look at in nature. When you think of nature, right? All the animals all do something. Like the male is the prettiest, right?
Yeah.
The male is the most attractive. They have all these vibrant colors. They sing. They dance. They puff out their chest. They do all these things naturally to attract the woman.
Yeah.
So it was set up that way, right? So, or do you think?
But yeah, and after that, the woman is supposed to do what?
Submit to the man, right?
Right.
Is that what you mean? What are you looking for? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
but women, it's more than just submit. But a lot of women don't even know.
But the word
they don't even know what the fuck they supposed to submit has a bunch of things.
Yeah, I'm saying. I think the definition of submit has to be really studied. Like,
yeah,
I don't
it
think,
has to be specific.
Yeah, because it has. People don't study what that really means. Because when you think of submission, you think that it's mean you're being controlled. And like no one wants to be controlled.
You're supposed to do that on your own.
You know what I mean?
But we all here to serve a purpose. Ooh. We all here to serve a purpose.
Right.
To serve. Submitting could be serving.
Right.
In whatever type of manner, whatever relationship you in, you got to figure out what your... A lot of women don't even care what they man like these days. They don't spoil they niggas. Niggas don't run around and be like, man, my girl spoiled me. Niggas don't say that.
Even if the woman did, they ain't going to say that.
A real nigga would.
Well, where's a real nigga?
Because they would be...
I ain't never heard no man say that.
I heard plenty niggas say it.
I heard more men... The more niggas brag about how many bitches they done knocked and how many draws they done got.
Those are immature niggas. I said a real man, a real boy.
I know they out there, but I haven't came across too many in my adult life. Like when I was younger, I ran across a few that I abused. You feel me? We always talk about that.
Because that's natural.
It's natural, especially when a woman
will deal with a nigga that she don't like and is not attracted to if he's giving her some money.
Uh-uh.
A lot of women will do that. I don't fuck with this nigga, but he got that bag though.
Yeah, it wasn't natural for me. It's just I think like how I was brought up.
Yeah, we taught everything.
Yeah, it kind of
when you're born on this planet, you're taught everything. So you was taught that, and did nobody say here, come here, I'm gonna teach you this. You learned that because you was like, okay, that seemed like it'll work out for me. You pick and chose. You chose the form, how you are going to deal with your men. You picked that. You chose that because you could have dealt with them niggas differently, but you didn't. And it's because...
You know what's crazy? I didn't put any thought into it, though. I was just about me. It was about me.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now.
It was just all about me and my needs and my wants.
Exactly. But that's natural.
Yeah, so people... It's not natural.
Yes, it is.
No, I don't think it's natural. It's learned behavior. I think it's learned behavior.
What? No matter, I just said somebody taught you.
Yeah.
Now, whether they said, come here, I'm going to teach you this, or you was like, I like how they do that. You learned it.
This is learned behavior. Yeah. I don't think it's natural. I don't think we were born thinking like that.
No, nobody's born thinking. Nobody be like, I'm going to be a scary ass nigga. But if you're around scary ass niggas, and be, don't do that. Don't. You'll hurt yourself. You'll burn. You play with fire. You learn this shit because of what you hear and see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's getting worse now.
Exactly. Because of the Cardi B's and the Meg Thee Stallions is what
started
we see.
It started with Lil' Kim.
Is what we see.
Who was before Lil' Kim? Who started it before Lil' Kim?
I mean, you can go, they don't have to be black. White bitches, white women do it too. What's the chick, the Marilyn Monroe?
She's a gold digger? I don't know anything about her life.
What?
I thought she was a sweetheart.
She could have been. But what I do know.
No, you know who it was? The one that married, I remember it started trending. The one that married that old ass dude.
That was after Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, no, but she died, too. I forgot her name, too.
Like, it started, Anna Nicole Smith.
That type of stuff started getting...
Her style came from Marilyn Monroe.
She had a whole... No, her look, yeah, but I don't think her personality... I don't think Marilyn Monroe was...
Nah, she couldn't fuck with Marilyn Monroe, but that was her... She was trying to...
Marilyn Monroe she, I heard some things about her. Like, we'll talk about that later. We're going way off track. She supported black people, like, to the fullest.
She didn't believe in God.
That's a whole other topic.
Right. So,
but I don't think there's nothing wrong with embracing your sexuality and embracing your body. There's nothing wrong with, you know, loving it and enjoying it and using it to your benefit.
Right. You gotta be mindful.
You gotta be very mindful. Exactly.
A lot of women ain't mindful. They just be doing shit because they think it's the hot shit. That's whack. Relationships is very, I mean, it changes every generation. Every generation, the way we deal with our relationships, you know what I mean? That shit is different. And people don't understand, you can't be in a relationship, expect somebody to sacrifice for you, and you don't sacrifice for them. Because a lot of things go unsaid, a lot of things people assume when things go unsaid. Like, if you don't say, I'm here to stay, a nigga gonna assume that you only temporary. So they gonna act like it's temporary. You can't just assume that a nigga assumes that you gonna stay, and vice versa. You have to voice your communication. You have to voice it. But even if you feel bigger than what you have to say, you gotta say it, because you never know how. We only know what we think. You don't know
what somebody. So what happens with paying attention to people's actions, though? When does actions come into play?
Right away, before the relationship even start.
I know, but so if you gotta keep questioning someone, is that because their actions are proven otherwise?
Either that or insecurities, and you gotta be, if you love that person, care about that person, you gotta understand that that person has insecurities, and that could be helped. But if you doing things to make them more and more insecure, you can do that. You can do that. You have to. Women want financial stability and security. Men also want security. It just ain't got nothing to do with finances.
Right.
So yes, you have to help when everybody is different. Everybody grows different. So when somebody is insecure, you can't knock them because they're insecure, because you was once insecure. Everybody don't just have. You ain't born with confidence. You taught confidence too.
You got to work on that. That's something that people need to work on.
You got
to
work on it in yourself. But if you're in a relationship,
I know. But see, let me tell you about you men. You men.
God.
You men.
Let's not talk about insecurities you men. Because
let me just say with
women are so insecure. I'm gonna let you talk. Women are so insecure. They gotta change their opinion or appearance just to attract what they want or what they feel they need.
Okay, my thing is though, when it comes to these insecurities that men have, some things I think it's something that they just think too much into, and sometimes it doesn't even be what it is.
Let me finish.
And two, there's a lot of past trauma, right? I don't know where it stems from. I don't know, because there was. I don't know what the situation is. It could be a number of things.
It could be trauma on both sides of the fence.
Right, right. Past trauma that men never try to work on. And they think that the woman's going to fix it.
No, they don't.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
No, they don't. Because a lot of niggas don't even know they traumatized.
They know they traumatized.
No, they don't.
What they think it is?
They don't even know it. A lot of niggas aren't educated enough to know. They know they traumatized, but they don't know that that's the word to describe.
In 2020, if you don't know about your trauma,
you're going too hard. Because
no, I'm sorry.
Because women, you're going too hard against the niggas, because women are traumatized, and then they teach their trauma to their daughters,
okay,
not even knowing.
Regardless.
So you grow up learning. I'm not even. You could not be traumatized, but your mom is teaching you from her whatever she knows. Grandma or whoever raises you, as some women don't have an example at all, and that causes trauma.
Right. But what I'm saying in 2020.
What?
In 2020, in the age of information, if you ain't paying attention to what's going on and what's trending right now, if you don't know about past traumas,
if you don't know about negative energy, if you don't know about all these things, you lying under a rock, because it's just everywhere now.
Pretty much lying under a rock. Everybody ain't with the times.
Majority of the people are with the times. No,
they
you not. Can't.
They
you
with
can't.
The trends. They not with the times.
But the trends now are what's trending now, which never trended before. Black Lives Matter. Tapping into your energy.
But what
all
does
these
any
things,
of that have to do with relationships between a man and a woman?
A lot of them do, because now people are talking about it. These conversations are being open, and we're talking about, you know, monogamous and polygamy.
But that don't mean the trauma goes away because a nigga know it exists.
I didn't say it goes away, but they know it's there.
Okay, so niggas need help. It don't matter who it come from.
Going back to what I stated earlier is that a lot of men think that a woman should fix their issues. A woman is not your psychologist.
I don't think a woman can fix it.
She's not your psychiatrist.
I don't think what men need to do is when they need help, they need to go to another man. That they feel is in a position where they want to be.
Right.
If a nigga is in a, don't hate on a nigga because he in a position where you want to be.
Ego and testosterone, though, be stopping some of y'all Negroes, boy. Because I know there's plenty of
don't
times.
Don't blame it on testosterone, because estrogen ain't don't help y'all no better.
But we do look, we don't mind getting mentors. I think women are more
Women open. Are more combative than niggas are.
Yeah, but we're more open to getting people mentorship. Men, I don't need nobody telling nothing. You know what I mean? As far, even now, when you talk about going to a counselor and stuff like that, I mean, it's happening more and more. The conversations are being open. I mean, there's a lot of things that we haven't addressed for the men, and the things that they've been through, which has caused them to be real.
They walls of defense are up so high because
definitely
9 times out of 10, when niggas are being traumatized, is by a woman
or society.
Women in society.
Or I'm just saying,
like I said before, niggas do what they do because of a woman.
We're gonna have a whole other conversation on this.
I'm just saying, because that's where the trauma starts. That's where the trauma begins. A lot of niggas say, because I ain't have my dad. But your mama was in the house. So where the trauma come from?
So this, and all this leads to why people are so focused on sex and money.
I think people have been left out. I think people have been programmed and brainwashed to feel like that's what it
is. Important.
That's not what it is.
It's a necessity, but it's not the main. It's only a necessity because they made it a necessity.
Yeah, because it's not a necessity either.
What's necessary?
What's necessary is for a motherfucker, man or woman, to figure out why they are here and what your purpose is first. That's your necessity. Once you figure that out, money come, whatever you want comes, because you understand what your purpose is. And your every ounce of energy is going into what your purpose is. A lot of niggas is just doing shit because they see other people do it. Not because that's their purpose. When I started Younger Sport, it was because I got injured. I was dealing with myself. Myself was being broken. So I can't do one thing that I was dope at. So I got to figure out myself, what else can I be dope at? Not because, Ralph Lauren, niggas got clothing lines. Well, I can't. No, because Younger Sport is not based on, the DNA is not patterned or patented after these clothing lines that came before it. It's myself. It's yourself.
The generational curses.
You gotta break the curses, but in order to break the curses, you gotta identify the curses and dig into yourself. You gotta identify once you identify the problem, and half the time that comes at the same time when you figure out who the fuck you are. Once you figure out who you are, you identifying the problem at the same time. Because nine times out of ten, the problem is you.
Yeah. Woo! You be in your own way half the time. Boy, we don't even know that. We be in our own way. Get out your own way.
And you got to do that shit before you get into a relationship.
That, no, that, I, I think learning yourself though. It's an ongoing thing. It never stops.
It's forever.
But I don't think.
But you still have to start that before you get into a relationship. Or else people find themselves within the relationship.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think.
But that ain't common.
No, the thing is because sex and money is so important.
Because
they make it so important. Maybe you should start your relationship without sex and money. Going back to biblical time.
How do you do that?
Whew, I don't know. I've never had a relationship without sex and money, so I could not tell you. But.
That's why you have to do it before you get in a relationship.
I need to meet somebody who's done that because there's a lot of people in religion who have. I know the religion.
Tell me this: when you meet that person, what is going to change?
Not a motherfucking thing.
So what the fuck you need to meet them for?
Nothing's gonna change. You're still gonna have issues.
This is what you do. You create that person
within yourself.
Within yourself. Niggas be on video games creating a player, and the 9 times out of 10, the player that they create, guess who they be? Them niggas.
Right.
Create yourself. If you could create it on a goddamn NBA 2K, you could do it in real life.
But most people are not willing to put in the work. People don't understand. They think that these people have these beautiful relationships. People have been married for 25 plus years, right? The only difference between someone that's been married for 25 years and someone's been married for 2 years is that the people that's been married for 25 years did not quit. That's the only difference.
I mean, that's successful people versus unsuccessful people.
Period.
Anywhere.
But people don't understand that. They've probably been through, just name it. They've been through so many things in their relationship that we can't even really comprehend because it just looks so good. You feel me? They've learned to work with it. You feel me? And they learned to keep what they needed to keep and throw out the shit that wasn't important and throw out the stuff that was jeopardizing their relationship. That's the only difference. And people don't get that. People don't get that. I didn't understand it either, though. I recently just started to put it in my head. Like, this is, if I'm with somebody, this is forever. Regardless of what we're going through, I gotta learn to, work on the forgiveness part. I need to learn to continue to work on me. And that's the only way you can forgive if you continue to work on yourself.
You gotta forgive yourself in order to work on yourself.
You what?
You have to forgive yourself in order to work on yourself.
Yeah.
Because you can't work on yourself and you haven't forgiven yourself.
Right. So, we can go, there's so many topics to discuss about,
relationships going to take sacrifice. No matter if it's a man or woman, no matter if it's a business partner, if it's your son, your daughter, you got to sacrifice something.
Living is a sacrifice.
Because you got to show that other person that you care outside of just the words that you speak. Your time, your effort. A lot of shit that niggas don't be wanting to do. You gotta do it anyway. That'll show somebody that you love them, that you care about the relationship, no matter what you say.
So do you think
you'd be like, I hate your motherfucking guts. If you turn around and do something for that person, what you just said is irrelevant.
Right. Do you think that a lot of these men right now, we were talking about somebody, or somebody mentioned something about an old ass dude who's still messing over girls and shit like that. You feel me? Like,
this is an immature ass nigga. Don't sacrifice yourself.
Do you think they're happy though? Or content?
People who, I used to think that people weren't, but some people groom themselves to feel content with that. They be like, okay, well, shit, I can do this. I got a knack for doing this. Some people are content, like you said the other day. A lot of people don't believe in God and they live a happy life not believing in God. That's what they think. You can fool yourself. The mind is powerful. You can trick yourself into feeling like fucking all these men or women makes you happy.
Makes you happy, right. Most definitely. The mind is powerful.
You can fuck yourself up.
Right.
And lay to rest feeling like I lived a happy life. But it's a lot of niggas who fuck a bunch of people and women that have sex with a bunch of people and they never.
Right. I was just thinking we hella aggressive when we talk.
I mean, I'm only aggressive like now when I talk because niggas don't listen to me if I use my undertone voice. Niggas like in a conversation when I'm in a room full of people and I say something in a regular voice, people will overshout me to say something that makes no fucking sense. And that's been happening to me for years. So now I feel like if I don't yell, same thing happened to Hitler. Hitler was a soft-spoken person. Ain't nobody paid a nigga attention until he started screaming at niggas. And he was saying the same shit the whole time. So I feel like if I don't scream, niggas ain't gonna listen to what I gotta say. Some people.
So is that how you deal with your relationships? You think you gotta scream or
no? What? I never scream in my relationships unless that person's screaming at me. I never start screaming. I talk. My energy might look like it's aggressive, but I'm
just
talking.
Passion.
Yeah, it's just passion. I'm talking. But once you start yelling over me and you ain't making no sense, yeah, I'm gonna start getting ignorant too. That's the shortcoming how I communicate. I'll let somebody, not anymore as much, but I in the past I let people carry the conversation. I follow them, I the argue. Now if you get to yelling and talking stupid, I won't even fuck with you no more.
Right. Woo! That was a lot. I mean,
I'm just saying it takes sacrifice, and if you really love somebody, you better ask yourself that question.
What is love? Okay. We're gonna talk about that later though.
What is love?
Yeah, what is love? We ain't gonna get into that right now.
Selflessness.
Love is a lot. Love is a lot. We're gonna talk about that later. But really, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I don't think we even know what love is. It's just us trying to figure it out.
I think it's a whole different word for what we're trying to. I don't even think it's love. We've been given a word that probably don't mean shit.
At all.
How do we know that love means what it means?
Right. We're gonna talk about that, babe. We gotta go through this.
I don't think he caught on, but I had to end it because it seems like he was getting a little irritated. But hey, I got to do what I got to do. Women, I know you have my back. So what you think about this episode? Let me know by commenting. You can also like, rate, review, subscribe to this podcast, and also donate on the Anchor FM main page. You can catch me on all the major platforms as well. And we'll be doing this once a week. The Papa Podcast with the Yangas, and I am Lady Yanga. Thank you again. Gracias por todo. Thank you for everything. Ciao.